We're learning the laws of Shabbos in the middle of Siman Reish Samach Aleph, which discusses the Zman Hadlakas Haneros of Shabbos, time in which one should or must light the Shabbos candles. And we're going to now continue in the Sefer entitled Kitzer Hilchos Shabbos. Discusses this at greater length, the following three paragraphs. V'chol zeh, im mamhinin im kabbalah Shabbos ad oso zman, says that a person has to, at the very least, make sure that the candles are lit before Ben HaShemashos, before this time of twilight, which is from Shkia on. A person has to light before that time, at the very least. Shaz mizman shel tosefes Shabbos chal aleinu iser melacha, at the time after the Shkia has already come about, there's now this time in which one is forbidden to do any work. It doesn't make a difference if you accept Shabbos. It doesn't matter if you're Shomer Shabbos. As soon as it's Shkia, it is now Shabbos. And therefore there is an Isser of Malacha. And therefore one certainly must, at the very least, light Shabbos candles before that time. If a person wishes, they can certainly accept Shabbos before the last second. You can add from the weekday onto the Shabbos, as much as you want. Not really as much as you want, as he says. It has to at least be after Plag HaMincha, which in parentheses he says is 1.25 hours before Shkia. Of course, this is based on Shos Marios. And just to understand this, in our day, today when Shkia is at 4:50, this is a nice visual aid over here for those that can see in the back, or those who can't, I'll make up the numbers. Shkia is at 4:50, and it says Plag is at 3:45, so it's clearly not 1 hour and 15 minutes as we know. It's 1 hour and 5 minutes before Shkia. At that time, a person is allowed to accept Shabbos at 3:45. Not sure why anyone would want to do that, but nonetheless, a person can. Once a person is makabel Shabbos from Plag HaMincha on, then you're no longer allowed to do work. And the next paragraph touches upon something which happened a couple of years ago at one of the shul dinners. Al kein isha hamadlekes neroseha. When it comes to a woman, and men also can light, they also have an obligation to light, but when it comes to women lighting, and they says in parentheses, achar plag mincha, only after plag mincha, asur achar kein b'chol hamalachos, they are not allowed to do any work. Afil im adayin hayom gadol, doesn't matter if the sun is shining in the sky, the fact that they lit candles after plag mincha, they've been makabel the Shabbos, and from that point on, they're not allowed to do malacha. Now the point that I tried to make is that the Hadalaka, the earliest time of accepting Shabbos, and the earliest time of lighting the Shabbos candles, is after Plag HaMincha. And something in which a couple years ago we had to be a little bit cautious about, that when it came to the Shul dinner, we accepted Shabbos early, similar to what we do in the summer, but the problem is that it's already earlier. In other words, we don't change the clocks at that, didn't necessarily change the clocks at that time. And by making Shabbos, accepting Shabbos even, let's say, an hour early, earlier than Shkia, it's very close to Plag. And it's possible that if a woman would wish to light the candles, let's say, before Mincha time, it's questionable whether or not it would be before or after Plag. They have to be careful about that. It's necessary that the accepting of the Shabbos and the Shabbos candles being lit have to be after Plag HaMincha. So that's something in which, in a couple of years ago, we had to be cautious to make sure that everyone was lighting the Shabbos candles only after Plag. Something which any time a person accepts Shabbos, you have to make sure to know when Plag HaMincha is, because from that point, one can light candles and accept Shabbos, but not before that. Then he says as follows. This is only when it comes to a woman. Aval ashar mishpachta lo chal b'zeh Shabbos. Just because she accepts Shabbos, doesn't mean the rest of the family does. The husband, after she lights candles, certainly can hop into the car and drive to shul. Sheim adayin mutarim b'malacha ad zman Shabbos. That he is allowed to continue to do malacha. U'materes gam hi l'tzavosam l'asos malacha. Even though she cannot do malacha, but she can still give instructions for him to do melacha. This is not specifically referring to women lighting candles. Anyone from Plag HaMincha on is allowed to accept Shabbos. The Aser Oz V'chol Melacha, at that point you cannot do work. Nonetheless, Imat Sibur Kabbalas HaShabbos. If already the shul and the community has accepted Shabbos, and dispute exactly when that kicks in, whether it's at the resetting of Mizmor Shilim Shabbos, or is it at Baruch Hu, which is the Marim on Friday nights, Afilhu ba'atzmo dain lul kibol al atzmo as the Shabbos. Even if you did not accept Shabbos yet, asu b'chol melacha, you're not allowed to do work. Afilhu haya imahem b'beis achnesas, even if you're not in shul. So the fact, if you live in a community that they davened, let's say, accepted Shabbos a little bit early, and you're at home and you don't daven with them, as soon as they're Mekabel Shabbos, you also are Mekabel Shabbos. V'lokibel Shabbos imahem, and even if you didn't accept Shabbos with them, technically, by being in the shul, it doesn't matter. However, the chol is that im rach beis hachneses echad ve'ir. It's provided that there's only one shul in town, which means there's one shul, shaz kol anshei ir, Nigreris Acharev Baal Korcham. Against your will, whatever that shul does, whenever they accept Shabbos in a community where there's only one synagogue in town, as soon as they accept Shabbos, you automatically are Mekabel Shabbos. Even if they decide to accept Shabbos an hour early, and you don't want to accept Shabbos early on the summer, you'd rather wait until Shkia. If you're in a community where there's only one shul, you have to accept Shabbos whenever they accept Shabbos. However, Avim Yishkan Shnei Bate Knesios Pe'ir, if there's more than one synagogue in which they have different times, one shul accepts Shabbos early, one doesn't, then Uz Kol Yach V'Yach Nigra Achar Oso Beis HaKnesses Shirogobo. If you wish to accept Shabbos later, and therefore you'll daven in a shul that doesn't accept Shabbos early, then you certainly are allowed to daven at that shul. Or if you normally would daven in that shul, even if you didn't make it then you don't have to accept Shabbos the earlier time. So this again is just some of the basic halachos which pertain to Shabbos, and specifically to the lighting of candles and when a person is mekabel Shabbos. And we'll continue with the next paragraph next time.